again, Kevin, or RHF. Well, I appreciate it, Kevin. Thanks for all the hard work you did. Family there, and I love to see this family event where more people bring their kids and come camping and all that. The thing in the fall is by the middle of October, and they do the actually it's the Boy Scout Jamboree on the air. The Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts have been doing this for 50, 60 years, and last year for the very first time, we got the Trail Life Scouts involved. That's a new scouting organization. They're actually based down in Greenwood, and one of their top leaders is my kid's old Boy Scout Scoutmaster. My kid was an Eagle Scout. But the Trail Life guys were interested in getting on the Jamboree on the air, and we did the very first one with them involved last year. And hopefully we'll be doing the same thing again, and it's like the field day. Get out there and bring radios, show the kids what you can do, let them get on the air and talk and so forth. It's more the merrier. But we had a great time. I think I thought that one went really well this weekend. K4RHM.
Contact.
Hey, Joel, you made it back. Are you figuring out what's going on there?
Roger. Yeah. It's a fuse going to the radio. It blew. And so I put another fuse in. But I'm going to have to go into the manual and make sure I got the right size in there. That fuse, this power cord actually was a power cord for the Kenwood radio, so I may have the wrong fuse in it. So I'll say my 73's enjoyed it. N4DIZ, clear.
Okay, Joel. Well, glad you found it. Yeah, don't transmit it on too much until you figure out whether you got the right size fuse in there. You don't want to mess up your radio or continue to burn out fuses. Kevin, did you have anything else for Bob there?
Yeah, I was just listening to Johnny's idea. Johnny said we might have a mini field day to where we all go up and learn how to work the kinks out of everything and all that. So he might have been talking about the same thing Bob was, but yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean, I might go up there for that. You know, anything's helpful. But yeah, I'm looking forward to participating next year. And I did do what you was talking about. I did operate under Bob, and then when he left that night, I operated under the guy from Pelzer over there. He was a general, so I used all the extra spots that I could get, and I liked it, man. It was pretty cool, and I look forward to doing better next year. And get in there and really get to making some contacts next year. But I'll say 73's to you and Bob and everybody else out there, and I'll let you get back to closing out your net. And just wanted to say I appreciated being up here this weekend, and happy to see you again too, Bob. And we'll talk with y'all again another day and let Dave get back to his net. KN4UBG, back to Dave. I don't forget his call sign then.
Well, that's okay. The only one you got to remember is Joan. Appreciate you holding it up a little bit longer so Joel will have the opportunity to get back in there and let us know everything is okay. He just needs to get the right size fuse in there. Anyway, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, it looks like we got everybody. And just one last comment. We are still looking for net controllers. If you're considering being a net controller, contact me. My email is good on QRZ, and we'll get you signed up. There's a couple of spots open. Otherwise, you're going to be hearing me toward the end of the month two times in a row on Mondays and Tuesdays. So I'll go ahead and pass my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Looking
for a radio check.
K4RHF, you're still out there?
I think I got my problem solved. I had the wrong size fuses in the power cord. The fuses that was in it. Kenwood radio, and so I changed a few just so I think everything's working out.
Doubt about that. Those would be a little bit different. That the Icon 706, I don't remember how much power it takes. They're both 100-watt radios, though, aren't they? What's the Kenwood?
Actually, this is an ICOM. Of course, the Kenwood was 100-amp, but it used 20-amp fuses, and the manual for the ICOM said to use 30-amp fuses, so that's what I changed the fuses to, over.
I've got an ICOM 706 here, and I've got a 30-amp. I've got the old analog power supply. I don't have a switching power supply. So the one I've got is like 10 times as big as the one that we had on the desk, but it does pretty good. And it's only drawing about 10 amps right now going through this Kenwood, and I think I'm still putting out about 20 watts on the Kenwood. But the ICOM, yeah, takes up to 100 watts, so it's a little more powerful. Well, this old car radio I've got, little Kenwood, I've got actual do 80 amps if you set it up there. 80 watts output, and so it'll honk too. And but I got this old Astron power supply that'll do the job. And if I don't have it, I'll be running on battery like I was this weekend. I think you saw the 2-meter rig I had on the weekend that was just running off that car battery.
Did you say you have a Thermo 6?
Yep. I used to use it well for the net and all, except I piped it into a bad SWR one time. I had a mag mount antenna just sitting on a pie plate, and that wasn't enough of ground, and it popped the driver transistors. So the VHF and UHF is out. It's still a good HF rig. I got the filters in it, and it's the receive filters, so it's actually pretty hot.
Roger. Well, I appreciate the comeback, and I think I got my problem solved. I got a Thermo 6 here, and I really like the radio, so I hope it works out. And I appreciate the comeback, and I'll let you go through my 73s and 4DIZ.
Well, thoroughly enjoyed having you there this weekend. I think we had a real good time. I hope you had a good time, and I intend to do it again next year for sure. And keep listening out. I'm not sure if Johnny was talking about a different event for the fall field day, but I think we're going to do that thing with the Trail Life Scouts. I think they liked that last year. We had a whole bunch of, I had probably 20 kids in a circle around this radio one time last fall, and all of them taking turns to get on and talk to somebody. So they got a kick out of that. That was pretty neat. And, of course, we had people around the county that would come right back and talk to them, so that was cool too. All right, good luck with your power cord and all that, and I will try to find the part number for that thing so you can get the right one. It's around here somewhere. I found one here, but it's actually a Yaesu one. I've got another one from my Yaesu here to put that in the car. So I don't know where that other one is. I'll find it somewhere. Have a good one. I'm going to be pulling the plug on this because we've got a thunderstorm coming up. I'm going to pull the antenna wire. Joel, have a good one. K4RHF.
Z4, Mike. Z4M. Z4M.